I'm Carol Hills. You're with The World. If you're not outraged, then you're not paying attention. Yep, it's a bumper sticker slogan, but it does capture the zeitgeist. Twitter fights, Facebook rants, partisan vitriol. So here's a remedy. Forgiveness. That's the subject of a provocative new book by a pair of unlikely collaborators living in a place still dealing with a long history of conflict. Here's The World's religion correspondent, Matthew Bell.
It's Northern Ireland's second biggest city, and as soon as you say its name, you reveal your sympathies. Call it Londonderry, and people think you're with the Protestant loyalists. Say Derry, and, well, that's what the Catholic nationalists call the city. The Troubles, as they're called here, officially ended 20 years ago with the Good Friday Agreement. But the sectarian divide still runs through Derry, Londonderry. On the day I visited the city center recently, there was an inquest at the courthouse. A former British soldier was being questioned about the shooting death of a 47-year-old Irish mother of six. It happened in 1971, but people here still remember.
This is loved memory, but it's not only loved memory, this is loving today.
Father Paul Farron is from St. Eugene's Catholic Cathedral in Derry.
You know, because if somebody belonging to you is murdered, you live every day without them. You know, so at one level it doesn't particularly matter when they were murdered. The fact is they're not here. And they were taken out of your life through the action of another person and through violence.
It's like saying, right, we're a post-conflict society, which I don't actually think is true. I think we're emerging still from that conflict.
That's Archdeacon Robert Miller. He runs a group of four Protestant churches in Londonderry, including one that's right across the street from St. Eugene's. Both men have parishioners who've suffered from the sectarian violence, and they've come to believe that the only way to fully emerge from the conflict is through forgiveness, even in extreme circumstances.
We would be always very careful to acknowledge that it is very difficult and very painful for some people. Because, like, how do you forgive somebody who murdered your mother?
Have you talked to people in that situation?
Well, yes, I have. And I have talked to people who had were shot in the face and blinded, you know. So how can you speak about forgiveness in that context? And yet that's the challenge. You know, Robert would have often said it, I don't know if it's his own quote or somebody else's, but like, it's easy to forgive when you have nothing to forgive.
Farron says it would have been a bit strange if he and Robert Miller never got to know each other, since they're neighbors and they're both priests. But their friendship is something unusual because one is Catholic and the other Protestant.
I think that's where we began to be maybe a little bit different. And the other thing that helps is, like, we got on well, so it became more than just work. You know, because I knew that I could teach Robert an awful lot of things, and but it was going to take an awful long time to do it, so I was in it for the long haul.
Farron and Miller have an easy rapport, and they kind of tease each other constantly. And they're not just friends, they're working together. Long conversations about forgiveness turned into a book that came out last summer. It's called Forgiveness Remembers.
The little kind of moniker, you know, forgive and forget, is almost a paradigm that, you know, society seems to try to apply, some parts of society anyway, to say to those who really were probably affected the most by what happened, and they're just saying, right, we want to take away not just your loved one that was died or maimed or whatever, but we now want to take away your voice because we don't want you to talk about it. So that's partly where Forgive and Remember came from.
Who is the book for?
We asked ourselves that question quite a bit. I mean, whilst we're talking about the context of the conflict in Ireland in the interview here, really it's about living everyday life.
The core message of the book, unsurprisingly, comes from a Christian perspective. But the authors wrote it with non-religious people in mind, too, because sectarianism and strife aren't just about religion. Tribalism and division of all kinds are rampant in today's world, says Paul Farron, and that can make the concept of forgiveness seem irrelevant. He's quoting a well-known British rabbi here.
You know, it's Jonathan Sacks who says that peace causes a crisis of identity, because when we're fighting, we know who we're not. We might know who we are, but we certainly know who we're not, and we're not the other crowd. And so we create differences to shore up our insecurity, I would say. And I think that the whole concept of this tribal way we're living in our world, and it's everywhere. Like, yes, we see it from the United States, but like, we see it here, we see it in the Republic of Ireland, we see it in Europe, we see it in the United Kingdom, it's everywhere.
And here's where Farron and Miller's book can get controversial. Justice, they say, is important. Same goes for personal responsibility. But they make the argument that the only way to live in peace is through forgiveness.
Because when you forgive another person, yes, you do, in a sense, let them go. You don't get the eye for the eye, but you also let yourself go. There's a freedom for the person who forgives. And it's how to come to that realization too. You know, I talked to somebody one time and they said, like, forgiveness is a gift to yourself.
But Farron emphasizes that this is really hard stuff they're talking about.
We wonder, like, if George W. Bush, after September 11, had stood up and said, on behalf of the American people, I forgive those who did what they did. What would the reaction be? But that's where we're called to get to.
It all might sound pretty radical, but these two priests hope at least to start a conversation about it. For The World, Matthew Bell, Northern Ireland.